Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. I'm your host, Braden. This is your Cosmic Call-In Show, where we're taking all your calls. You've seen a shadow person. You got hidden people living on your property. You've seen ghosts. You've seen aliens. You've seen Bigfoot. You've seen anything. I want you to be calling Cosmic Channels Thursday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at 1-833-703-0424. Get on the line. Call us. But we already got a caller on the line. Let's go right to the caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Braden. It is Henry. I'm calling from Northern California.
What's going on, Henry? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Not too bad. I just got back from vacation with a one-year-old. So now I need a couple days vacation from that. So...
So tonight I've got a little bit of like a UFO, like weird light story, if that interests you.
Oh, dude, it all interests me. Let's hear it.
Okay. So this is actually from the perspective of my mom. So I'm telling on behalf of her, but I was in the car when it happened. So I'm on a road trip with my family. I'm probably 10 or 11. I've got older sisters in the car. We're traveling through the Rocky Mountains in like the middle of the night, and all three of us are asleep. Obviously, my mom's driving, and we get through a particularly rough stretch, and it kind of flattens out. And she says that, you know, it's like a big, wide open, you know, maybe like 5 or 10 miles of just flat stretch up in the Rockies somewhere. And there's still traffic, there's semis driving and whatnot. And out of nowhere in the field to her right, she says about, you know, 100 feet up, the entire field lights up and there's a triangle, three distinct lights, like set back in this field, you know, a few hundred yards. And it's just like a blinding, it's almost like spotlights pointed towards the road. But it's several hundred feet, you know, it's like 100 feet up or whatever she said. And she has to, like, she starts looking at it and she's freaking out. And it just turns off. It's like super bright lights for like 5 seconds. And she can see the whole field. So there's something like floating in the field. And it's just three intense lights. She pulls over and she's like, what was that? And she's like looking at the field and there's nothing there anymore. A semi-truck driver also pulls over, and they end up actually talking about it because he saw the exact same thing, and neither of them could figure out where the light came from because there was nothing in that field.
That's so wild. So, like, shocking enough to stop the vehicle.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And right. There wasn't anything in the field, and it's just a big, empty field.
Because, I mean, like, that in itself says something to me because I'm like, in order for, like, if I'm driving anywhere, in order for me to stop the car, it would have to be quite amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like for not only, your mom to stop, but then like also like a truck driver, like that's like the time is money for those guys. You know what I mean? Like they're, so this must have been incredible to see.
Yeah. And we ended up getting, cause that was like probably like midnight or 1 a.m. when that happened. And we were driving to our cousins in Montana, and we ended up getting there. And my uncle is like super ex-military. He was in the Marines and now he's an engineer. And like the first thing she asked him was like, hey, is there like, are there any like flights or weird things, like experimental aircraft or military stuff going on nearby? And he's like, no, why do you ask? And then she told him that story and he was completely weirded out. He's like, there's nothing like that around here.
Yeah, so just going back to it, like it illuminated the field, or was it a light in the sky? Like where?
It illuminated the field and it was like shining towards the road, but like you could still make out like a triangular shape in the middle of the field. So not like, you know, not like a tower at the edge of the field or something way at the back. It was just like isolated by itself in the middle and like 100 feet up.
But there's nothing in the field. So it's like there's
exactly. Yeah. Once the light went away, there's just like nothing there. And obviously she wasn't the only one that saw it.
I mean, it's so interesting. Cause my mind kind of races to some of these like weird legends, like from like the Borrego Triangle. Shout out to Monsters Among Us and David Flora for their documentary. Kind of turned me onto like legends of this, of these like almost like a spotlight in the desert. People say it's like a lantern, floating lantern.
Oh yeah, that'd be creepy. Yeah, right? That sounds right.
but that's kind of like what you're describing. Is this like this source of light that's just floating above? That, you know, it sounds very similar, although yours sounds much more powerful than just like, you know, a lantern.
Yeah. And it was three lights in a triangle shape.
And like, did they, oh, that's, and what were any colors to them?
No, she just said they're just like white light.
White lights? Just boom, yeah. Bright on.
Like three spotlights, just like connected to each other in a triangle and just boom. On for I think like 10 seconds, and then she pulled over and they turned off, and then she pulled over and she's like, what? And there was nothing in the field, and it was up above the field.
That's so weird. So whereabouts was this on the drive, do you know?
We were heading to Missoula, so I mean, considering I think that was about 1 a.m and we got to the cousins around like three, so somewhere along the way, like 2 hours away from Missoula, Montana.
Huh. Okay. And
middle of nowhere.
Just yeah. That's so strange. I'm just like no sounds or nothing like that.
Not that she could remember.
And how long did they last, the lights?
Like 10 seconds, I'm pretty sure. That it was just like boom on, and she's like trying to figure out, she's like, what is that light? And then off, and then she pulled over because she was like, why is there basically giant spotlight, you know, at like a radio tower level in the middle of the field at 1 a.m?
Yeah. And were they shining? Like, were they directed like at you on the road, or were they directed at the ground?
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know if they were radiating in every direction or not, but like, she just said it was like bright towards her.
Which is more shocking, because you're like, why are these things shining at the road at night?
Yeah.
That's so weird, man. How long ago was this? What year? Yeah. Do you know? Any idea?
I think probably around 2012.
Weird. That's so strange. It's very unique in a way, because of just like this. Just the lights and the shape is, I mean, the triangle shape is very much UFO. You hear that lots of the triangle shape, but just the fact that it comes on, it shines, and you know, maybe it was in all directions, and it just, from your perspective, it looks like it's shining at you, because maybe that's why the truck driver pulled over as well, because he's like, from his perspective, he's like, this is shining at me. But it's still, it's just a very unique, and then gone. It's not like you see something fly away. It's not like you see something lift off. It just, whatever it was, disappeared.
Yeah, yeah. And she was, you know, curious enough to pull over, and then, like, she talked, like, all night with my uncle about it once we got there.
Yeah. Does she still talk about it?
Yeah, she always pulls that story out.
I mean, when you see something like that, that just defies logic and, you know, anything that, like, that you've known or seen, I mean, it sticks with you.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are your thoughts? What do you think it was?
I think it was probably a UFO. I mean, that's like her main UFO story. I've seen some weird stuff, and I mean, I definitely think there's stuff out there. So I'd go with, you know, I'd lean towards it being a UFO, if anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because it's like, it's such a unique one, because you're like, you don't even really know if it was flying, though, right? It's like, because you didn't see it fly, it just appears and then disappears. It's like an unidentified stationary object, right? Because you're like, it just appeared, disappeared, like no flight. It's weird because you would, like, if we're going to go some sort of craft, you don't see, like, unless that thing gets cloaked and takes off silently, it seemingly, if we're to trust the eyes, it just disappears, right? So it's like,
maybe the aliens accidentally hit the high beams or something. Maybe. And they're like, oh shit, we gotta get out of here.
They're just floating there, and then, yeah, they turn the beams on and then turn them. They're like, oh, you hit the beams, turn them off. I mean,
dude.
Yeah, I mean, that would make the most sense kind of logically, and then it was there the whole time. You just couldn't see it after that because it's just sitting there.
Yeah, they're
cloaked.
Just like phase shifted, like active camo, and then some dumbass bumps the high beams.
Well, and I mean, I've taken lots of calls now about, like, what I'm calling, like, the void, right? Where it's like people see this object that, like, at night, and it's not that they can see something; they can just see the absence of light, like where it passes, the stars disappear, and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, so maybe, you know, maybe that was it, and what you saw, and it just flicked the lights on, flicked the lights off. But, you know, I'm guessing, was it a big field? Like, was there a backdrop of a mountain or something, or was, like,
basically, like, farmland, like, up in the mountain. So, like, yeah, a pretty massive area.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, I remember, like, we were coming out of the mountain down into, you know, getting closer and closer to Missoula, and you just hit these stretches where it's like, you know, like Dumb and Dumber, where, yeah,
the Rockies, yeah, yeah.
Like
thought the Rockies would look a little rockier.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I get you. Hey, man, Henry, thank you so much for calling in with that story. That's a phenomenal UFO story. Very unique, and I'm hoping that people hear that. And the cool theme that's been happening is that people, you know, whether it be a couple of weeks or a month after or so, we'll listen and be like, I had a similar story to that. So hopefully we get some more calls about, you know, that kind of UFO, whatever it was you saw.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, thanks for having me, Brayden.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in. Take care of yourself.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye. It's just a very unique, just the lights on. I think I'll have to agree with Henry and say that if I was to believe that's a UFO, that the lights coming on may have been accidental, or they were just kind of seeing, like, if people would stop or notice, and they did, and then they turn them off and just sit and observe. It's hard to say. But just like that, the lines are open. 1-833-703-0424. You call and tell your UFO story. I want to hear it. You've seen a cryptid, you've seen a ghost. I want to see it. I want to hear it. So call in 1-833-703-0424. But you're going to be on hold because we got a caller on the line. We got AJ from Wyoming. AJ, how's it going tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
What do you got for us tonight?
So I have a first ghost experience and first Ouija experience, if we have time for both.
Let's do them. Which one do you want to go through first?
I'll do the first ghost experience.
All right, let's do it.
So, just as like a like starter or just like pre-information. So my parents' house, it is a like patchwork house. So it was like add-ons to like the original house. So
yeah, like stat renos on renos.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's set up to where like you can kind of loop through the whole house. So like you can go from the front door all the way through the house to our laundry room, which goes into the garage, and the garage goes down into the furnace room, which leads into the rest of the basement. And so this was, I don't remember the year, but I was in sixth grade, I believe. So this was before I even got into like ghost adventures and all that paranormal stuff. My cat Priscilla was in heat, so we had her locked up in a cage so that she wouldn't go run outside and, you know, go get pregnant by the stray cats around our neighborhood.
So you're getting some feral noises first off.
Yeah. And so it was time for her to be fed, so we kept her food in the furnace room. And, you know, it was my responsibility to feed her because she was my cat. So I went down there. She was meowing at me for food. And then I went into the furnace room and I filled up her bowl. And as I was about to leave the furnace room, I don't know why, but for whatever reason, I just shut off the light before I left the room. And so it was like completely dark and there was no one else in the basement except for me and my cat. And I shut off the light, and right after I shut the light off, I heard a little girl whisper, "I know you're here." Ugh. And yeah, it came from further back into the furnace room, like where the door to the garage would be. And everyone was upstairs. Like I could hear like my parents talking and my sisters were just upstairs watching TV. And it scared the heck out of me because I have never really like, I didn't really know much about the paranormal side of living. So it definitely freaked me out. And ever since then, I don't go into the basement unless someone is down there or if the lights are on. And once I heard that, I booked it out of there. Like, I almost forgot to give my cat her food because I was so scared that I just booked it upstairs. And halfway up the stairs, I had the food in my hand. And I was like, oh, crap. So I ran back downstairs, gave my cat the food, and then I quickly, like, booked it upstairs. And once I got upstairs, my family was looking at me like I was crazy. And they're like, what happened to you? And at the time, I knew they wouldn't believe me. So I just kind of kept it quiet and was just like, you know, I just heard something downstairs and it scared me. And they were just like, okay, whatever. And they just wrote it off like it was nothing. But after that instance, ever since then, I have had this, just that uneasy feeling going down into the basement. And later on, one of my sisters confirmed that she herself saw the like outline of a little girl crouched at the end of her bed in the middle of the night. And
brother, that's not in the basement. Is your sister's room in the basement?
Yeah, all my sisters.
Oh, okay,
so their rooms are in the basement.
So it's contained, at least.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah. Oh. And she even said too that she would wake up in the middle of the night with scratches, like on her fingers and just like on places on her body. And we did have a lot of cats, but she never let the cats sleep in her room. So it was just kind of like confirmation, I guess, for me that the basement or just the house in general is definitely haunted.
So did you share, did you like after like your sisters said that, did you tell them that like, I heard a voice?
Yes, I did. So she was the only one that I told the story to. And when I know, I did tell my mom. And when I told her, she was like, oh, it was probably just one of your sisters messing with you, you know, whispering through the vents, because like you could hear people through the vents. But I know for a fact that it wasn't just my sister whispering through the vents, because it didn't sound like any of my sisters at all.
I think you can discern a vent, like echo. You can discern a vent echo between someone like standing behind you. You know what I mean? Like there is noticeably different. So it's like, yeah, I mean, mind you were a kid, so maybe, but like, I still feel like there's a difference of one spooks you. One like gives you the, ooh, you scared me. And the other is like, ah, I'm out of here.
Yeah. And it was definitely the, I am out of this place, because I wasn't expecting anything like that. And I'm not like afraid of the dark, but ever since then, like I don't go into the basement unless lights are on.
Hold on, AJ. Hold on. Let's break something down here. You said, and this is, I'm going to quote you. You said, you no longer go into the basement unless someone's down there or the lights are on.
Yeah.
Brother, you're scared of the dark. It's all good. So, we all are, man. We all are. You don't have to. It's no shame here. You're scared of the dark. So am I. Everyone is. If it's dark and creepy, we're scared. I don't want to go there either. I wouldn't go. You can invite me over for dinner, and then you'd be like, the bathroom's down in the basement. If I peek down there, there's no lights, I'd be like, I'll hold it. I'm good. Just leave. I'll duck out early. No shame in that.
Well, the lights to the stairs, luckily, like they have a switch at the top and the bottom. So I was able to like shut the lights off as I left, but like it terrified me. And there were a couple of times where I was downstairs in the basement alone watching Ghost Adventures, but I definitely had every single light on because I was like, I'm not going to.
So do you still live in this house?
No, I've moved out since then.
Do your parents, anyone still occupy this house?
Yeah, my parents still live there, but they claim that there's nothing going on there because they're definitely Christians. So in their mind, you know, paranormal stuff is just things of the devil and they don't really like to talk about it.
Well, it's one of those ones when they pay it no mind, right? Like maybe it's because you guys were, it was spooky, it was getting to you guys that it, you know, I've talked about poltergeist activity before as like, you know, the more attention you give it, the kind of the more powerful it kind of gets. And so maybe that's kind of the thing. It was starting to get you guys going and it's like, all right, it's getting its mojo back. And then you guys all leave and your parents are like, you don't exist. I think to be honest though, I have a son now. So it's like when my son gets old enough to be like, hey, there's something in my closet, I'm going to have to just shut down my brain and be like, none of this stuff exists. I'm just going to open this closet. There's nothing, can't be anything in here. You know what I mean? Like how else do you sort of like, you can't in front of your kids be like, I'm not opening it. You open the closet. It's your closet, not mine. Right. So
yeah,
maybe, yeah, I don't know, man. That's a tough one for me, but I think, cause my parents were like that too. And my parents live in a haunted house. There's like ghost footprints and shit. And like, we stayed in their bedroom one time and like my spouse Jamie felt like footprints on the bed, like someone stood on the bed and took two steps and stepped off the bed. And she was like, I'm never staying here ever again. And my parents were like, that's never happened. It's like, okay, all right, I guess I would say that too if I had to live here all the time.
Right, yeah, exactly. And even now, like when I go over there, it's not very often, but I definitely don't go there after it gets dark because it's just, the energy around the house definitely changes. And it just brings up all of those like anxieties of like, you know, they're here, the ghosts are here somewhere, and whether they talk to me or not, it still scares me.
Yeah.
So I try not to spend too much time there.
Yeah, it's very creepy. And you also said you had a Ouija board experience. Is it in this house?
Oh, yes. So, this one's a doozy. So,
This is after you've heard the voice? You've heard the voice?
Yes.
Your sister has seen
this. This was in high school.
Your sister has seen the apparition, the shadow of the apparition.
Yes. So my sister, she's seen
it. And your next logic is like, oh, well, let's contact it. Okay.
Yeah, definitely not the greatest thing. And the my belief is that there are two spirits there. There's the little girl, and then there's also an old man. And the old man, I have actually had a vision of. I haven't actually seen the apparition, but I definitely seen what he looks like, and he does not look like a nice person. So with the Ouija board. In the garage, there's a attic above it. So that's just where we store all of our just random stuff. And I was with my two best friends at the time, and we decided to make our own Ouija board because we didn't have money to buy one. And if any of our parents found us with a Ouija board, they would definitely call an exorcist. And so
especially with a homemade one, man, that's next level.
Yes. And I'm pretty sure it's still up there, because after this instance we just kind of threw it behind a bookshelf, and I know that they haven't really moved very many things, so it could still be behind the bookshelf. I haven't gone up there yet to confirm it, but we were just sitting there, and we started off the session how you usually do, with a prayer. We just looked up a generic one online that was along the lines of spirits of light and good intention come into our session and, you know, answer our questions. But, you know, it's a Ouija board, so nothing. There's no way any good spirits are coming through that.
Yeah.
So we start off the session, and we just start off asking questions you know, what's your name? Are you boy? Are you girl? Things like that. And we weren't getting too many answers. We did get the answer, I'm a male. And then we also asked a question about my friend's uncle, because she told us that her uncle recently passed the previous year or year before that. And she asked, you know, where is my uncle? And the only answer it gave us was bad place. And she looked at both of us and she was freaked out a little bit, because she was
well, she's probably okay, well, if this is one of you guys, you're huge pricks.
Yeah, she thought, she thought it was us, and we're no, because, I mean, I didn't even know about her uncle. And she's well, that is confirmation, because my uncle was not a good man. So it would make sense for us to get that answer. And after that, we kind of took a pause from the session, and it was only me and my friend Brooke that had our hand on the planchette, which was just a small glass that we had. And I was the one asking the question, so basically being the communicator. And once we took a break and came back to it, we started asking more questions. I can't remember exactly what we asked, but we asked one question, it gave us a weird answer, and then I tried to ask another question, but I was frozen. I just felt this weird energy come through, and it was definitely heavy and not the type of energy you would want to be around.
Yeah.
And so as we were sitting there, like, I had the questions, you know, in my brain, like my inner monologue was asking the questions, but my mouth was not moving. And both of my friends looked at me and they got freaked out. And I remember my friend that had her hand on the planchette, she looked at me and she was like, "Dude, what's wrong with you?" And I didn't really give much of an answer other than like, nothing. So like, she was like, "Okay." And then she asked the question instead. But after that, there wasn't really much of a reply, and it was just kind of like quiet. But she said that she looked at me and my eyes changed. Like, there was something in my eyes, like something just like something that wasn't me. Like, she straight up said, like, "It was not you. Like, I was looking at you, but it wasn't you." And since I wasn't able to really like ask any more questions or like speak because I was frozen, she got freaked out and she pushed it to goodbye. And once we ended the session, I came back into myself, I guess, and I looked at her and I was like, "Why did you end it?" And she's like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "Why did you end it?" Like, I was about to ask another question. She's like, "No, dude, I had to end it. You were not yourself. You did not look like yourself. You, like, there was something in your eyes and it just was not good." So that was like the first time I ever like actually felt anything from a Ouija board. And I feel like it kind of did affect me a little bit afterwards, because yeah. I didn't know, like, I was confused, because once we came out of the session, I was like, I thought everything was fine. Like, I thought things were going okay. But to them, it was not. Like, they were freaked out, and they were freaked out at me because they felt like something had come into me and, like, taken over.
Yeah, it's weird. It's kind of like, yeah, or something was trying to take, like, get a hold. It's kind of what it sounds like to yeah. me, right? And, like, you just kind of froze. And, like, do you kind of even remember the session? Like, is it kind of blurry, like, when that happened?
It wasn't, like, blurry. Like, I definitely was still, like...
present?
Like, I still felt like I was in my body and I was, like, present in the session. But it was just, like... there was something blocking me from asking any further questions and getting any answers.
Yeah.
And after that, like, that's when, you know, after we ended the session, that's when we were like, let's not fuck with this anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, we went down into my room and we just kind of, like, sat there and, like, decompressed and talked about it. And, yeah, that was just, like, the freakiest experience I had. And I did eventually actually buy a Ouija board, and I still have it, but I haven't really like played with it because I don't really have anyone to do a session with me. And after that experience, yeah, I'm like, do I really want to do that?
Yeah, I bet after that they're like, it's like, yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, and I definitely like after that, I definitely didn't go upstairs. I did not really enter the attic space unless it was like absolutely necessary. And another thing that freaked us out was the light that we had up there. It was on and it was on it like has this weird automatic timer, so like it'll shut off after a while, and it freaked them out because like we had it on during the session and then at some point it just shut off and they're like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Don't worry, like that happens all the time. Like it's a timer, so like that's definitely not ghosts. I can confirm that." But there definitely was an energetic change within the room. And ever since then, I've just had this fear that I would come home because when I was in high school, I parked on the garage side of the house because we have like two separate driveways. And I would park on that side of the house. So my car would be facing the window to the attic. And I always had this fear that I would just pull up to the house at night and my headlights would hit that window and there would just be somebody staring out the window. I never saw it. It was just something that my brain was like, it's going to happen someday. It's going to happen someday, but it never has.
It was mentally prepping you for it.
Yeah.
Someone in the chat said that maybe you summoned a bad spirit in that Ouija session and some sort of guardian spirit like stepped in to stop you from going further with it.
That's a good point, yeah. I feel like that could be possible too, because I definitely was like a Christian at the time, and I definitely was going to church like pretty much every day. So I think that definitely would be possible.
So maybe the power of Christ compelled you to stop.
Yeah, I just didn't know it, and I didn't. I thought it was, you know, the session was still going to continue. But yeah, after that, I definitely had confirmation that there is two spirits in my parents' house. And one of them is a little girl. The other one is an old man. I don't know the history because I've looked up the history of the house. And so far, there's only been like, there's been my parents that own it, the owners before us, and then the owners before them. So there's only been like three owners in the house. And I don't think anyone's died in the house because there was never anything online. And I asked my parents if anyone died in the house and they said no. So as far as I'm concerned, no one's died in the house. But since it's a patchwork house, who knows? Right. Maybe they took a piece of a haunted house or a house where somebody did die.
Yeah, and maybe they just couple houses, never old said anything. Houses put together. And yeah. Yeah, that's terrifying. AJ, thank you so much for calling in. My last thought of that is maybe like now that we're thinking of a good spirit, bad spirit, like maybe you were talking to one of the spirits in the house, whether that be the daughter or the old man, and it's the other spirit that's kind of stepped into you to stop you. It's like, no more talk. Don't talk to this thing.
Yeah, right? Definitely have those guardian spirits looking over me to make sure that I wasn't diving further into darkness, I guess.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in with those.
Yeah, you bet.
And if you ever get up to testing that Ouija out and you have another experience, make sure to give me a call back.
Oh yeah, I will for sure.
All right, take care of yourself.
Yep, you too.
Whew. Things I don't like: haunted basements, dark haunted basements, hearing ghosts, little girls whisper, and then playing Ouija board in the same said house. And that had all those things. Terrifying. If you've got a Ouija board experience, you got a ghost, your basement was more haunted than AJ's, I want your call. 1-833-703-0424. Just like that, the lines are open. There was a couple callers on hold there, I could see. We got one right now. Callers take priority. Let's go to the call. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
What up, Braden? This is Todd, dude.
Todd, how's it going?
Oh, it's going all right, man. Just, you know, tossing back a tall, cool one.
Oh, nice, dude. I wish I could join you. I'm on the waters. I had, I was in Mexico for a week, and then I got hit with the Montezuma's Revenge, so my body is just...
Oh, no.
Yeah, the Revenge is... Yeah. So I'm on the water, the aguas for a while. Tim or Todd, you sent me a picture. You said,
yes, sir.
Let's go through it. What are we looking at here? I'm gonna pull it up on the screen here.
I can't see it because I watched the YouTube through my phone, so I'm on my phone now. So
yeah, no worries. Where?
But yeah, so I'm sorry. Go ahead.
First, where are we looking? What are we looking for in this picture?
Okay, if you look up in the shadowed area towards like the stairs.
Yeah.
Zoom in a little bit, you'll start to see it.
Into the shadow.
Yep. yeah, you'll see like the baby picture and then to the right of it. And yeah. It's right there in the shadowed area.
Oh, is it this weird like hot dog hand I'm looking at?
No, I saw that too. But if you look just above that, there's like what you can see, like kind of like a set of eyes. You can see the outline of the ear.
Oh, yeah, I see. It's right, like, if I follow the...
Like, kind of, like, straight up from that weird hot dog hand.
Yeah, you yeah. You can yeah. see almost like a little, like, something with, like, sunken eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, that, so when I took the picture, it was my late friend's place. His wife invited me over. We were all hanging out and shit, and then... the next morning I woke up for some reason, dude, I don't know. I felt compelled to just need to take a picture. So I took it, looked at it, like zoomed in on every little part of it. I didn't see anything. 2 weeks later, I'm high. I'm bored. So I go through my phone, start looking at the picture. And then I spot that. I have another picture, cause I felt like that was my friend. And I looked at another picture. And the shadowed areas on his face is almost like that's the negative of that picture. So like, you know, where you see the sunken eyes and everything, like that's almost like the negative.
Yeah. Yeah, I see. It's weird. So what, where was this taken?
That was in San Diego.
And were you living in this house?
No. I was there visiting. Okay. Actually, that area, because he committed suicide, so that area is where it happened. Like, right there in the stairwell.
Man, I'm like, I can see it when I turn my head sideways, but then when I turn my head up, I can't see
it. I took it on a T-Mobile Sidekick, so you know, it was a little outdated, but...
has this picture ever been scanned or ever been printed?
Not that I know. The only thing I've done was upload it to my laptop. And okay. I was even trying to go through different, I guess, settings to see if, like, it could still pop up. But I just...
Yeah, it's so weird, man.
It was weird.
I don't like it the longer I look at it, like, because now that I'm looking further up...
It gets creepier, right?
Yeah, it gets creepier. I'm like, I can... Is this one of these things where now that I'm looking at it, I got 7 days?
Oh, no. You should be good.
Cause
probably like, about like seven and a half.
Because like now that I'm like, oh, I'm going to make this just the black as big as I can there. Yeah, I don't know.
There's an editing thing that you can do where it picks up, I don't know what they call it, but it's like it layers the picture, if you will, like it. If something's actually in the picture, it will pick up instead of like if it was edited.
I mean, I got Photoshop and stuff. Someone's in the chat saying throw it on Photoshop and stuff, but I just don't have it set up for screen share right now, so I could do it. And then I'm not. Maybe I'll just throw it on and see if I can play it. Because I like, yeah, it's such a weird looking. Now I'm like, is there something else in that picture? Like. My brain, because the reason why I asked if you scanned or anything, because I'm like, sometimes with really old photos that were like printed, they get printed with other stuff. And then it's like, you know, you go to the photo lab or something, they just do a really shitty job.
Oh, yeah.
And you get like double exposure from like old other negatives and stuff. But this is a digital picture.
Yeah, no, it was uploaded straight to my laptop and then I saved it into my emails. Oh. And that's why I emailed it to you. So,
because you know what, I feel like now that I got it open in Photoshop here and I'm tinkering around with it, this is weird. But I can, I don't know what I'm looking at. I'm gonna have to, I'll have to post this.
Go ahead. Yeah.
After, so people can see, and maybe I'll circle it. But I'm like, as I'm kind of fucking around with the levels here, I'm like. I can kind of see, it's so weird, like not where you think. I can almost see, it almost looks like there was, and I don't know if this is just a fucking, I'm being tricked with the light, but like I can almost see like a yellow, I'm like a yellow background, and almost like there's like a mouse. Is there a mouse with googly eyes? And I'm like, is my brain just playing tricks on me here? Am I seeing this? Like, I'm trying to like pull it out of the camera as much as I can. I'm gonna have to. I'll post this as I can. But like, I can see like it's so weird. It's just such a weird looking thing because I can see. I don't know. Yeah, teeth and ears, and looks like teeth and ears too. Yeah, like there's like ears and teeth. Yeah, it's almost weird.
like a shadow underneath like the near the jawline.
Yeah, but it almost looks like it has when I'm looking at this, and maybe as I'm describing it, you can see it. If you're looking out on the stream, tell me if you can see this. If you follow my finger right across the live stream. There's like a black, you know, just about there. There's kind of a big white eye. And then if you look at that white eye and you stare at that white eye long enough, you feel like you can see two pink ears like around.
Yeah.
And then, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Is it a, like, it's so fucking weird, dude.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've even showed like his family members, and as soon as they saw it, they're like, "Oh fuck, no!" Like they had the chills and everything. I'm like, "All right, well, I guess I'll just put this away." You know?
Oh, that is so strange. Like, what the hell am I looking at? And it's like everything I tweak, I feel like I can almost get it, but I can never get it. Whatever it is, I can never get it in view, like fully.
Mm-hmm.
I can pull it, and it just doesn't want to. Yeah, weird. That's so strange. And I'm gonna play around with this for a while. And so how did you first see that? Like that? Like I've had to zoom in, and it just popped out at you.
Well, yeah. So when I first took it, like I said, I woke up that morning, and I don't know, something like compelled me to just take a picture. So I took the picture. And immediately I started going through it, you know, started looking even at the TV because I know, you know, you get that matrix thing that happens. So I didn't bother with that. And then I looked all over. I didn't see anything. So I left it alone. About 2 weeks after that, sitting home high as shit. And I was like, fuck, I'm bored. I'm going to go through my phone. So I found the picture again. So I started like really going, like combing through it. And when I got to that shadowed area and I saw that face, like I broke down. Like I started crying because I was like, oh shit, that's him. Like, I know that. but yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
That's so weird.
And that was 2 weeks after I took it.
It's very strange. I'm like, it's weird because I feel like I get close to kind of being able to see what it is. And it's like the closer you get, the further you get. It's so weird. But it's like there, I can see the eyes and like teeth. It's very strange.
Hell yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for sending that in. I'll on Photoshop, I'll circle what I'm seeing, and then I'll send it to you, and we'll go through it. Thank you so much for calling and giving me context with that, though.
Oh yeah, no problem, man. I love the show, love you guys. I'm sorry, Bandito, I didn't call in sooner. I was trying to get through.
Yeah, someone said Imp Biscuit. I'm like, I see a little imp too. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's fucking strange, dude. I don't know why. Like, and if this wasn't a digital camera, I'd be like, there was another picture and this got developed. Like they fucked up something when they were developing it, but it's a digital picture from a digital camera. Like, mind you, a bad one, bad, like good in the day, but bad compared to now, but still. Strange. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
All right, peace, buddy.
Later.
Now I just want to sit there and freaking tweak with these levels to see this thing. It's so weird. The longer I look at it, more it creeps me out. I don't like it. You've taken a weird photo. You got some spirit orbs you want to share. You caught something on camera. And you want to show everyone and, you know, give some context. We love that here at Cosmic Channels. 1-833-703-0424. But the lines are now open. 1-833-703-0424. There was another caller on hold. I don't know if they got dropped or they just, you know, got a little scared.
A little scared. But if you want to support the show, you like Cosmic Channels, you like what you're hearing, this show is 100% crowdsourced. Everything we raise for Cosmic Channels, we put right back into the show. So if you want to support us, hit up one of our links. You know, you can go to streamlabs.com/tips/Cosmic Channels. Get on that tip leaderboard. Right now, it's Bandito Frito, followed by Ulyssa for the top monthly pledgers. You can get on there too. It's quite easy. Head to YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, search Cosmic Channels, follow us on Twitch, follow us on YouTube. Go check out a couple videos, like them, leave a comment for me. I reply to everything. You know, but we got a caller on the line, and calls take priority here at Cosmic Channels. So let's go right to the caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sheila from Montreal, Quebec.
Oh, how's it going, Sheila?
Not bad, you?
Hey, not too bad. What do you got for us tonight?
I figured I might as well call in. It's been a while. So basically, a couple years ago now, I was visiting my mother-in-law at her house out in the country. And her son decided to come over and visit as well. But he was in a panic because he was talking about how things in the house were going, where he lives, things were just weird. He had like a bad feeling. He felt like something was watching him constantly. So he'd come over to our place, or to his mother's place, basically to, you know, visit and take a break. But when he came over, because I don't know if you remember me, but I had called about seeing shadow people. So basically, I had told him, like, oh, well, I'm seeing a shadow that's following you. And it's really big. It's really tall. It's really creepy. And
that was probably well received.
Oh, of course not. I forget. But, like, basically what happened was in their culture, they have something similar to what's in my culture, which is little satchels that you can make, right? Like protective satchels that you put, you know, different pieces in there. Like it could be garlic, black pepper, salt, and stuff like that. And those satchels you'd hang on the inside doorknob of all the doors in your house so that nothing can come in. So we started prepping it. There was about, I think it was 16 doorknobs we had to create satchels for. And my mother-in-law, myself, and him were all putting it together. It's probably around now 10:45 at night. And just as we finished the last bag, my mother-in-law said, okay, there you go. That's the 16th bag, last bag, we're done. And as soon as she said that, we heard what sounded like something incredibly heavy land on the house, on the roof of the house. And the house is two floors, but we could hear it. It was really hard. It slid down the roof and along the wall of the house, and it landed on the porch. But the thing is, our blinds were closed, and the porch is like right outside where we were sitting. But all our blinds were closed, and we were like, what the heck is that? And then it sounded like scrambling across the porch. The best way I could describe the sound is if a lion had landed out of the sky, hit the porch, and started scrambling on the porch. But like, moving everything. We could hear the table that was outside moving, the chairs moving, plants, like pots tipping. We could hear just all this noise. And it lasted about 12 seconds. And when it was done, we were like, what the hell was that? But we were standing completely still, just staring at each other because we were obviously, you know, like in shock or like, what the heck is that? We finally got enough courage to open the blind and look out, and nothing was disturbed on the porch. Everything was as it should be. And yeah, at that moment, we said, okay, nobody go out. All of our instincts were like, nobody open the doors, do not go out.
Well, yeah, don't let it back in.
And we realized the cat was outside, and we're like, it doesn't matter if the cat comes scratching, we're not letting him in. But he didn't even scratch the door all night. Most of us were talking all night, and maybe eventually went to bed. Most of us around 3 or 4 in the morning. So the next morning I get up, we decide to go and look out and investigate to see obviously if there's paw prints or anything odd in the grass, like depressions in the grass, or if anything was displaced or disturbed on the patio, like on the porch section. And as we're out there, we're out having smoke, talking, looking, nothing is out of place. We see the cat coming from the woods, and he's not walking towards the back porch like he normally does and just goes up the stairs. he crawled military style, very slowly along the perimeter of the house to the side door and completely avoided that area. He was still obviously terrified of whatever it was he witnessed. And he went along the edge till he got to the side door and we let him in. So that's a little story right there.
Holy smokes.
Really messed up.
Yeah. So you went over to his house to hang all these satchels?
No, he was visiting his mother's, so my mother-in-law, who was just all there at the same time.
Did this solve his problem then, afterwards?
No, not really. He'd been going through other things, like the way I had seen it, because I can see those types of things. His was something that I'd never seen before. It was really odd. It was like, it's like a shadow person, kind of. But it's so tall, like say you have an 8-foot ceiling, it's so tall that it curls up. Its head is too tall for the height of the space. So it's like it leans forward. And I would say probably something more like 12 to 13 feet tall, but like crouched.
Yeah.
And a little triangle mouth and little spears for hands. And I was like, I've never seen anything like that. But his family ended up calling somebody from the South to come up, from the States to come up and do some ceremony. Supposedly, after like about 2 years of this, it finally disappeared.
Oh.
But I don't think it disappeared, because the thing is that I know, I can sort of sense where it is, and I know it's not gone. It's at someone else's house, which would be my brother-in-law's aunt's house. That's where I know it is, because I can still see it if I look. If I look enough, I can see it, but I try not to because I don't want to get its attention.
Yeah.
But I know it's still there because there have been other incidents that have happened at that house where people were hanging around. Like where I see it, it's near the patio as well of that house. And there's been two situations now that have happened where people were on that porch and suddenly collapsed and had an epileptic seizure when they had no history of anything like that. And even their dog had a seizure in the exact same spot. So although it doesn't bother him, it's not gone. It's still there somewhere.
Now, when did you become attuned to this kind of stuff? When did you realize that you were, were sensitive to seeing this kind of stuff?
I've been seeing stuff as a kid, but I just didn't know that it was not real. You know what I mean? Like as a kid, I would see people walking through walls, but to me it seemed normal. Like when I was 2 years old, four, I would see this all the time. I think it's a good question. I think when I kind of really realized, hey, this is not normal, you know, to be able to sense these things or see these things or know what someone's going to say before they say it, or oh, this person's going to call us in a minute and the phone will ring, like these weird, you know, psychic impressions, I started questioning it, I think, when I was 14. And being like, okay, am I crazy, guys? Let me know. And I would ask my family, like, you know, like, let's check the statistics on this and try out, what are those cards called? You know, the star, the waves, the square, the circle.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of the...
Yeah, I don't know what
I forget the name of the cards.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
So that's when I started to, like, practice more with that to try to, like, sharpen it. When I realized, hey, there seems to be a certain amount, like a certain percentage of success rate here. So I started to sharpen it. But I mean, even then, there are things that happen that I'm like, that's just, I can't even believe it. Where I'm just like, how the heck could I have known that? Or, you know, like premonition dreams or, you know, those types of things. Like, it does make you question it and go, is this really, like, is it chance? Like, you really start to question those things. But in terms of believing and, like, starting to rely on it, kind of like your sixth sense, you know, like when you start to rely on those types of things. I think I started really relying on it when I was about 23 or so. Yeah.
Someone in the chat is asking, do you think it's possible that the sound that you heard could have been like this shadow person being forced out through the roof and then fleeing away?
Oh shit, I had never thought. I'm sorry, didn't mean to swear.
No, it's an adult show, no problem.
All right, fuck yeah. I'd never thought of that. That's actually really creepy.
Right, because like you hung the 16th one and all of a sudden if this thing was following him, it just gets yeeted out of the house. Right? It's like, holy, what's all these satchels are, right? It's no longer welcome.
like flung out and then falls down back down. Ooh, that's creepy. Yeah, I'd never thought of that.
And then has a little fit on the deck before leaving.
Yeah, definitely hadn't thought of that. But I mean, a lot of those times when those types of experiences happen, in the moment you're like, wow, that's incredible. But then as the days go by, it's kind of like your brain starts to go, no, that's not really what you experience, and you try to rationalize it.
Yeah.
I find I still do that as the years go by. I'll try to rationalize and explain it away.
I mean, it's always fascinating to talk to someone who is, I always like to say, force sensitive. Zener cards. That's what they're called. Zener cards.
Yeah,
yes. Okay. I knew it would pop into my brain. I was like, sometimes it just takes a couple minutes. Thank you so much for calling in with that. That is truly terrifying to think about. There's something, you know, lurking, and you know where this thing's currently residing. That's the most terrifying.
Well, I mean,
thing.
I haven't looked in a while, but yeah. Like 5 years ago was the last time I kind of really concentrated on it. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's still there.
Do you think it feeds off people? Like, is that what it's doing? What do you think?
Oh, 100%.
So it's just looking for a host.
Yeah, probably. Because usually it's their energy suckers.
Yeah.
You know, in my opinion, that's what it is, at least. Because every time I've ever seen it, and I've said this before when I called in, they tend to like hang on people, like they're physically attached to people. If they're not just following them, but they're also often hanging off a person's body, like they'll be on your shoulders and stuff.
Now, and you may not know this, but if you like, if someone listening suspects that they maybe are, you know, being sucked upon by one of these things, what would you recommend them do? What can they do?
Well, I'm not a pro at any of this, and I would hate to give any advice that's like looped in a way that people wouldn't actually look into it medically. Yeah. But ultimately, oftentimes it's super low energy. You start to notice that you're feeling a little bit more withdrawn. You don't want to go out as much. You kind of wallow in sadness a bit more. Like my friends who've gone through it have described it like as if somebody put a really heavy blanket on them. Mm. They just didn't have the energy to get up and get their day started or things of that sort. But you generally, it's energy loss and general fatigue. It could even be like an appetite. You might not want to eat at all, or you eat too much. It's anything that's just suddenly not normal.
Yeah, weird. Oh, I can't get the image now of this thing lurking, standing a little too tall.
I mean, you guys had a podcast that I don't remember which episode it was, but you were talking about, or somebody had called in, I think, they're talking about one that was hunched over, that like was up to the ceiling but was too tall for the space and it hunched over. And I was like, oh, I'm not the only one who's seen something like this. That was really interesting.
Yeah, well, that's one of the cool things about Cosmic Channels is when people share these stories and stuff. And I mean, it's like fringe topics, right? So people share these stories and then other people be like, you know, are like, shit, I had that same experience, or I saw something very similar. So it's cool to make those kind of connections for people. But again, thank you so much for calling in. That was truly terrifying. I'm going to have to watch a comedy or something now before I go to bed.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care of yourself.
Okay, bye.
Oh my God. Now that's... I just can't get that image of this thing just too tall for the space, hunched over. This little triangle mouth. Terrifying. Lines are open, 1-833-703-0424. But yeah, we're just over halfway to the goal of getting that UK extension, so then UK callers can call in. I feel so bad for the couple UK callers that got nailed with some big bills. It's so weird. It's toll free for everywhere else other than UK. UK has their own like toll free number, so stupid, but whatever. It is what it is. So I kind of want to make it so we can get some more UK calls, and we're halfway to being to doing that. The if unless they say they're closed, they're open. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Braden. My name is Nathan. Calling back again for the second time. How are you?
Good. How are you? You sent an email.
I did.
You did.
I hope you have that.
I do. I showed it earlier, and I was saying I want more context. Let's go through it. Tell me about this. What happened here?
Wait, so which one do you have open? Again, I don't have it.
I will pull up. So the first one I'll pull up is the kayaking photo.
Yes. So both of those were taken on a kayak at the same time.
Okay, so go through it. What where were you? What was going on that day?
Yeah, so some buddies of mine, doing a little cabrewing trip on a river we typically handle. Nothing too extreme, nice, easy float, some beers and some good times. And as we're coming around this bend in a rather large group of, we'll call them pedestrians. They're not really our group of people. They're all floating by, and I just kind of like turn around to take a picture of other people, not the ones in the photo. And I noticed after the fact, once we got back to landing, I'm kind of sorting through all my pictures, that there's a certain object behind these other people sitting on the shore. And at first, I didn't think I saw what I saw or what I hope everyone else sees. But it looks like a human head.
Yeah.
And I can't get over it that is... And it's like not where someone would be laying. It looks like it's sitting on a rock.
I mean, it almost looks like... Because I've got the other one now, the one that's kind of just of the head.
Yeah.
And I have it zoomed in. And it's so weird because I'm like, it's hard to say, is it sitting on a... Because part of me thinks, I'm like, does it have a cowl there, like underneath the jawline? Or is that my brain playing a trick on me? Like, it's very... Like, that is a floating head, like, when you look at it.
Right.
Right, like...
Yeah, so that's... What you're looking at is basically just like a rocky... little curve of the river, so where rocks are just deposited when you get high tide or high flow, and you're kind of coming around a bend there. No one ever stops. That backs up to private property. I know that much.
Yeah.
Like this section of river, they tell you don't get off on the right hand side. It's all private. If you have to stop, do it on the left. Like that whole kind of thing.
And so that heads on the private property where people say don't go.
Right. That would be on the right hand side, right on private property.
Okay.
And it's just real eerie. I've been back to that spot a couple times.
No head?
And no head. Nothing there. But at the same time, it looks completely different. We've had river wash through numerous times. But that's just something I had to share and get out there. Because to me, that is just creepy as can be. And now every time I go through there, my friends are always like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm just watching the shoreline.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I've got it open on the stream, and I've got it open on my other monitor here. And I like, the more you zoom in, it's almost, you're like, hey, well, now I can't see it. But then you zoom out, and you're like, yeah, it's like a head with an open mouth.
Yeah.
Someone.
I hate to say it, but it's what I would expect. To not find the rest of the person.
Yeah.
If that was kind of removed and set on a rock.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Because, when you zoom out fully, when I'm looking at this photo, and I zoom out fully to, it's normal, I'm, clear as day, can see, a flesh-toned head.
Yep.
Right? And then as I zoom the picture in, because I'm like, I want to see a better look... The flesh tone goes away and it kind of blends in more with the rocks. And I can still see the shape of the head, but not, I can, it almost blends in more until when you back it out is when you really see, you're like, that is a weird, man, it's freaky.
Right. And the height is just wrong. That's what gets me. When you look at the one with the people, right next to it, you zoom in on that one, you can see a color difference. between the object
yeah.
and what it's sitting on. And it just doesn't look like the shape looks wrong. The height from the rock to where it is looks wrong.
Yeah, no, you're right. This one, yeah, this one is like, yeah, no. That's a creepier one because it definitely is. It's like sitting on a rock or sitting on something. Like,
yep.
Very.
And you can see how people are just going right past it. Like those people right there, they had no idea. They're even closer than I was.
Well, when I'm looking at it, and maybe you can paint me a little bit of a better picture. But so when I'm looking at this, is that like as you're coming down the river, right? So obviously you're coming. If I'm looking at this photo with the kayakers coming towards you, who's taking the picture, is that like a bend? A slight bend if I like up to the right. So maybe it's just one of those things.
There's another one that I sent you that actually has like the GPS coordinates for the photo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that. Let me just pull this up here.
You can kind of see how it kind of like just slight curve, like nothing too extreme, but it's enough that you're coming around and you're focusing on turning left.
Yeah. And then it's tucked in kind of under that tree there on the right.
Yep.
Yeah. It's very, very creepy.
It always makes me a little worried, like there's a little
Morrow, Ohio.
Dexter Morgan or somebody on the Little Miami River.
When was this taken? This was 2019?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's what it says on the metadata of this, 2019, May 27th.
Yep.
I mean, have you ever...
One time, I told the guys, you know, they pick you up and they shuttle you back to your car at the upriver.
Yeah.
And I told the dude, I was like, hey, look, this looks a little weird. I caught it. And he goes, oh, okay, man, yeah, sure. But they're all like high school kids that are running a canoe rental.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't care.
I mean, you know what you could do? I mean, the only other thing you could do is you could contact, like, I don't know what it is in that area, like the local sheriff office or something, and be like, hey, just out of curiosity, I took these pictures on this river and I think there was a head on the bank. Was there ever any kind of police report or anything that these might go along with, that you guys might be interested in these?
I might have to do that. Reach out and see.
It's just,
that'd be really creepy to find out. Like the guy's like, yeah, we've been looking for these, or we've had reports.
Yeah, or something, or maybe someone else reported something. Because I'm like, it's not like there's like for the people who are just listening to this, there's not like blood on the rocks or anything. This just looks like from the distance. And again, when you look at the photo zoomed out, it just looks like a bald head sitting on the rock.
You think it looks bald or a real blonde, you know, kind of.
The only reason I'm going to say not blonde is because of how round it is. It's so perfectly round.
Oh yeah,
right. And then it's like, I mean, that's just so
the
weird.
Only thing I could think of, like if someone played a prank and that looked, you know, it was a mannequin head.
Yeah, so
that's the only rationale I give it. But at that point, like, I don't know, it looks, the color is wrong for it to be a mannequin.
That's what I'm thinking too, because I was thinking mannequin head at first. When I look at that second picture, I was thinking that it's some sort of mask with a cowl, like a chest cowl. But then when I look at the second picture, you can see clearly that you're like, oh no, that's not a cowl. It is sitting on a rock. And someone's saying it looks like a hairdresser's head, but I'm like, it's just, I don't know, maybe. It's just, it doesn't look right. Maybe. The picture is so weird. It's weird enough that I'm looking at it. It's weird enough that I'm not convinced that it is. Because when I look at the picture of them, like that picture, or this one with the people, like it's just two different, I don't know, man. I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced that it's a hairdresser's head. Because, I don't know, it's creepy. It is creepy, especially coming off the heels of hearing about, like, the flying heads stuff in the forest.
Ooh.
Right.
So I don't know if it's the right part of the right area, but it could be if they flew far enough.
Well, but that's just it's a Native American like folklore, right? I know it's Pacific Northwest, but I'm sure if that's some sort of cryptid, is it contained?
This river is on the Snake Mounds area. I don't know if I think you guys have covered some of that stuff up there in Ohio. Like the weird mound formations that the native tribes put in to the hillsides and stuff, and they're still here today. And like you see them from the aerial, and they look like snakes.
Yeah. So how often does this head keep you up at night?
At least once a year when we go kayaking.
You think about it? Yeah. I mean, even now I'm like, I want to know, like if you do some digging and you reach out to the local, I mean, it couldn't hurt, right? You just like, hey, you know what? I've took these and I didn't at the time. I just thought it was weird, but now I'm thinking that, I just want to check to make sure that, these couldn't help a missing person's case or something, or if it was,
something. Yeah, at the time, we definitely did not want to be involved with authorities getting off the river.
Yeah. So, interesting one, man. Thank you. Thanks so much for sending that in. That's terrifying stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll call you again later.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Have a good night, man.
You too. Bye. Oh, that's, I don't know. It's back to back. Season 8, Haunted Heads. So I don't know. That one, maybe. You could tell me that that's a mannequin head. Maybe. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. It's just the placement. It's weird. Strange. But that's it for this week of Cosmic Channels. That's all we got for you. Please come hang out on the live stream. It's completely different vibe, different show kind of. I try to keep the podcast version a little spookier. And the live stream's Thursday nights. It's more of a hangout session until we get those calls on the line, and then it's all business. So come hang out on a Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or even better, call in. But that's it for this week. We'll see you next week. The cosmic lines are now closed.